The wrestling ratings on BTN, which went up a lot last year, are up 26% this year. I mean, up 26%. What are we seeing groundswell-wise? Because you're not just building it from the diehard. It sounds like more of the casual fan is getting really hooked on what's going on out there.
Yeah, I think a couple of things are happening, Steve. It's one of those things where you're hoping that the powers that be that kind of run wrestling here at the collegiate level can take this and run with it a little bit. But the caliber of wrestling is as good, if not better now, than it's ever been, meaning that these kids are coming into college already really seasoned and really proficient at what they're doing. Over the years, and it's happening with all sports or just about all sports, but, you know, a lot of these kids now, most of the kids that are competing collegiately have been wrestling throughout the course of the year against kids from all over the country. They're going to at least a tournament or two, and in many cases to many tournaments where they're facing kids from all over the country, so that, you know, they're getting the it's not a situation where, like when I was growing up, you might go to a tournament where you saw some other kids from neighboring states. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you wouldn't have any idea how you would match up with a David Taylor if you were living in Texas or California. Well, now, you know, certainly most of the, if not all of the upper echelon kids and really even on down, that they're facing each other in these tournaments. And the coaching at the high school and the club level is extremely good right now. So these kids are coming in, and you're seeing, you know, over the last decade or so, a lot of freshmen, certainly at Penn State, but really throughout the country, make an impact right away because they're kind of ready to go at this level. I also think that the fact that freestyle and folk style wrestling are a little closer now, I think, in terms of the rules and what they're promoting, they're both really advocating takedowns. They're both advocating offensive oriented wrestling, and the rules are rewarding offensive wrestling. And listen, I'm not going to sit here and tell you every match you tune into is a barn burner. You still have too many of the, you know, 3-1 bouts where, you know, everybody's afraid to pull the trigger. But I think you're getting more entertaining wrestling across the board. And I think, you know, the exposure has been great. I mean, from ESPN with the Nationals and the increased exposure there, and obviously what the Big Ten Network has done is helping expose the average sports fan to more wrestling. And I think, again, as the product hopefully continues to evolve as far as the excitement level goes, and you get more of the big moves and you know, big names and personalities, I do think there's a chance here for the sport to capitalize. I'm just hoping again that the powers that be recognize that opportunity and pounce on it from a financial standpoint.